Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October the 6th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 5.5 cents at 492, December wheat down a dime, 568 and a quarter, and November beans down 14 and 3/4 cents at 1266. The meal was down 510, 372.10, and the oil was up 7 ticks at 55.35. Excuse me, a wild day out here. Early this morning, the Dow Jones was down 200 to 250 points. We've now rallied the better part of 650 points off the lows. We're now up 380 points in the Dow Jones. We've seen some pressure in the grains and the outside, you know, the cattle markets and the meat markets, with the Dow Jones having such a bad week up until today. And the Dow rallying today certainly helped the cattle. It was up a buck to a buck 30. The feeders were up 50 to 75, but didn't do anything for the grains out here. The dollar, which was strong early, it was up about 60 ticks, 65 ticks. It broke more than a full penny off the highs, closing down 32 ticks. But that didn't help the grains at all out here. I think the grains were pressured by the fact that, you know, there were a few more Russian drones into some of the port cities, but no more vessels were hit with the sea mines. And I guess the damage that was done to the one ship was pretty minimal. So the general consensus is that they're not stopping the traffic in the Black Sea from these vessels going into Ukraine to pick up grain. And I guess that, plus some pre-hedge pressure here, put the pressure on the grains. I think it was a bit overdone here today. We should be getting pretty close to, 40, probably closer to 40% complete on the harvest on corn and beans. So we're getting toward the 50% mark when we generally start seeing hedge activity back off. But I think, you know, part of it is, it looks like a lot of these analysts are looking for the report next week to be a little bit bearish. Bigger production, maybe a little bit cut in demand out here. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think production actually should be down, but the markets just went into the sale mode here today. It started with the Dow Jones being down 200, but even when the Dow rallied, it didn't do a thing for the grains out here. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if Russia responds with anything harsher than drone attacks over the weekend. But the market's been incredibly volatile the last 5-6 days, particularly in the wheat market, the metal market. It's been all over the board. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.